John 16:1-4. You will face persecution. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen, as we have discussed many times. The meditation questions for John chapter 16 are available on our website, and I encourage you to write your thoughts and answers to one or two of these questions each day. Also, if you do not have a regular sharing partner, please ask the Lord to give you the right person to share the word daily as we continue our study of the Gospel of John. In John 16, verse 13, Jesus made an amazing statement about the Holy Spirit. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. This is a fantastic promise. The Holy Spirit who lives in us will guide us into all truth. This is one reason we begin our study with an encouragement to prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord each time. As we study and use our minds to meditate on the scriptures, the Spirit of God is active in our hearts and in our minds to guide us into all truth. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that you've given us your Spirit to be with us, to encourage us, to help us, and to guide us into all truth. I pray today that every time we open your word, your Spirit will guide us and reveal more of Christ to us. Give us a soft and receptive heart today, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 16, introduction. I will begin with a brief introduction to John chapter 16 and explain its connection to the previous chapter. We entitled John 15:18-27, The World Will Hate You, The Spirit Will Help You. John continued this theme in chapter 16. Jesus told his disciples that the world would persecute them in John 16:1-4. He went on to explain how the Spirit would work in the hearts of people in the world and how he would work in our lives in verses 5-15. Jesus told his disciples what would happen after he died and returned to the Father. He said in chapter 15, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you. In verses 1-4 of chapter 16, Jesus gives examples of how they would be persecuted. Another reoccurring theme in John chapters 14, 15, and 16 is the Holy Spirit, which Jesus referred to as the advocate in each chapter. In John 14, 16, and 17, Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. In John 15, 26, Jesus said, when the advocate comes, I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father. He will testify about me. And then in John 16:7, Jesus said, Very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go, the advocate will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. When something is repeated three times in the Bible, it is for the strongest emphasis. Therefore, we should carefully consider Jesus' words about the advocate. An advocate is a person who represents another person's interest, like a lawyer. This simply means that the Holy Spirit is on our side. He is with us, he is for us, and he helps us. He is our advocate. Jesus promised to send the advocate. The Greek word is parakletos, the one who comes alongside of us. This word, referring to the Holy Spirit, is translated advocate, helper, comforter, and counselor. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth and reminds us of what Jesus taught, teaches us all things, and empowers us to share the gospel with others. We will delve deeper into how the Holy Spirit helps us and how he works in the lives of others in our study of John 16. In this chapter, Jesus also told his disciples that he would go away from them and return to his Father. He said they would be sorrowful when he went away, but their sorrow would be turned into joy. Now let's look at John chapter 16, verses 1 to 4. You will face persecutions. I'll begin by reading verses 1 to 4. I have said these things to you so that you wouldn't be caused to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time comes that whoever kills you will think that he offers service to God. They will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have told you these things so that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I didn't tell you these things from the beginning because I was with you. Meditation question. Why do people persecute followers of Jesus? Why did Jesus tell his disciples in advance that they would face persecution? If we seriously follow Jesus, we will face hatred and persecution from the world. In the latter part of John chapter 15, we discuss the meaning of the word world. In the Bible, the word world often is used to refer to the values and belief systems of people who reject God and his word. For example, in James 4, verse 4, it says, "You adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." It does not mean that we don't have non-Christian friends. We must have non-Christian friends if we want to share Christ with them. Being a friend of the world means to accept the world's values, beliefs, and morality. The world's system is anti-God, anti-morality, and based on the pride of man. People who have these values will hate us if we love Jesus and live by his values and standards. They do not want to believe that God is the creator and ruler of all things, that he determines right and wrong, and that we must obey him. They do not like the teaching that we will all stand before God on the day of judgment and give an account of our lives to him. They hate the idea that only people who believe in Jesus and that he died for our sins will be saved, but others will face an eternal destiny in hell. Even though Jesus is full of love and mercy, people of the world hate him because he exposes their sins and threatens their entire way of thinking. This is why they hate and persecute followers of Jesus. Jesus said in verse 3, "They do these things because they do not know the Father nor me." Jesus said in verse 4, "I have told you these things so that when the time comes, you remember that I told you about them." Jesus knew that his disciples would be persecuted and hated. They would have been shocked when persecution came if he had not told them. He told them in advance so that they would not stumble and doubt their faith when it happened. I think some people today stumble and are very confused when they face persecution and trials. They assume that if they follow Jesus, he will take away all their problems or fix them immediately. But this is not true. Jesus made it very clear that we will face persecutions and trials. In Matthew 5, 11, and 12, Jesus said, "Blessed are you when people reproach you, persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For that is how they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Let's pray. Father, show us how to understand and face persecution because we follow you. We know that believers around the world are persecuted for their faith. Prepare our hearts so when we face persecution, we can love you and be strong in faith.